This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 123 for Thursday, October 31st. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was stronger Thursday morning, taking back some of yesterday's declines as values chopped around in a sideways range. Canola up $6 to $9 in early activity. January up $6.10 at $646.30 per ton. Solid end user demand and a lack of significant selling pressure on the other side contributed to the move higher. Gains in Chicago soy oil provided spillover support, although European rapeseed was mostly lower. Malaysian palm oil hit contract highs earlier this week, but that market is closed today for a holiday. January canola is running into resistance around $650, with the next upside target at $660. On the other side, support is holding around $640. In the U.S., soybeans are higher while wheat is down and corn mixed. Uncertainty ahead of next week's U.S. election kept caution in the grains and oilseeds. Soybeans underpinned today by end-user bargain hunting after the market hit its lowest levels in 2 months earlier this week. January soybeans up 6 cents at $9.97 per bushel. Solid export demand contributed to the gains. The USDA reported weekly export sales of about 2.3 million tons. However, improving weather conditions in Brazil did temper the upside, as farmers there continue to make progress seeding their next crop. Corn futures, also underpinned by solid export demand but losses in wheat and large U.S. supplies, weighed on prices, keeping that corn market in a narrow range. December up 0.75 cents at 4.12 1/4 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn export sales came in at 2.3 million tons, which were in line with expectations. Wheat, meanwhile, lower across the board as improving moisture conditions in the U.S. plains and increased competition out of Russia weighed on prices. Minneapolis spring wheat down 8 cents at 6.01 per bushel in the December contract. Kansas City hard red winter wheat down 5 cents in December at 5.70 per bushel. Chicago soft wheat down 3.75 cents in December at 5.69 1/2. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales of 411,000 tons were in line with trade expectations. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, October 31st. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.